When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hi guys, quick editing chills intro here. Essentially, I just want to know what you think of the theme tune. Ours is the classic, nay, iconic, bum 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 bum. Sure, it is iconic, but is it also naff? Some might say it is. It's sort of like the fucking DJ Khaled of theme tunes. When I did the EVP episode and I used a different theme tune, I really liked it. I liked it. Look, guys, I liked it. And I'm thinking, dude, we're doing the Ghost Museum rebrand right now. It's the perfect opportunity to switch in a new theme tune. So I want to know what you think. Should it be theme tune one? Or theme tune two? If you're a patron, let us know on the Discord what you think. If you're not a patron, tweet us at Chels and Jim or email us at jimandchels@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Slab with Chels and Jim. It's episode 11, I think. Welcome.
Yeah. 11 or 12. We said the last one was 10 or 11, so this is definitely 11 or 12.
Look, we're into double figures. We're further along with this than we thought we'd ever be.
I'm so proud of us.
I'm proud of us, Chels, as well. This is the biggest project we've ever been a part of. We've achieved something.
If we could do it more regularly and officially, it could even grow. Who knows?
Let's not run when we can only barely walk. We're still not the Ghost Museum. We're still the Slab for now, but that is a work in progress. So keep your Ghost Museum applications coming in. If you want to work in the Ghost Museum, maybe you want to be head of haunted dolls. Maybe you want to work in Chelsea's owlery, which I'm sure isn't a real thing.
It's an owlery. It's not an aviary. You know, you have an owlery, you have a sparrowery.
Well, that's the beauty of the Ghost Museum. We can just have an owlery, even if it doesn't exist as a real thing.
You fucking Google that shit, bitch. It's a Harry Potter landmark.
Don't you call me a bitch. How dare you?
I'm going to get into the podcast, Jimothy.
Okay, jimandchels@gmail.com is our email address.
Oh yeah, email us if you would like to work at the Ghost Museum, our new branded podcast. Well, we have a little pre-chat every podcast, and this time the pre-chat, the little pre-come of content, is going to be on theme. It's going to be related to the episode, which is part two of the Ancient Ram Inn. It's linked to the episode, and it's something that I read whilst researching. This is a random tidbit from the Ghost Club blog. Justin from the Ghost Club, whilst in the kitchen at the Ancient Ram Inn, he felt the non-physical sensation of being patted on the head. What? What, Justin?
The non-physical sensation?
Yes.
Of being patted on the head?
What's that? Patting, using that adjective, is a physical thing. Discuss.
I'm trying to think of what he could possibly mean by this. The sense of being patted. A suggestion of a pat.
Because I think, if you're talking about it, in some sort of, esoteric philosophical way, you could go, no touching is real, it's all non-physical, right? Sure, it's all just nerve sensations telling you shit, and you can't really touch someone because there's always, a gap in the way of, a single atom's gap or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what Justin meant.
I don't think that's what Justin meant.
Like, I don't think he's going to his girlfriend, oh, we're not really holding hands physically, it's just a non-physical sensation. Like, that's not Justin.
I don't think he's thought that through. I think what he means is he didn't see somebody do it, but he felt like he was being patted on the head. Yeah. Is it like when, have you ever had that thing where you're convinced that your mobile phone is buzzing in your pocket and you go and look at it and it's not at all? That happens to me quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, most of the time it is buzzing because everyone's always trying to contact me. But
oh, yeah, your phone is always definitely popping off. Hey, Chelsea, you want to hang out? Hey, Chelsea, are we still going to that party tonight?
Where's your cool personality at today?
I'm always texting you that. You've not said your catchphrase yet, mind overdrive.
Oh, we haven't told mine that he's our new catchphrase. Mind you, my personal catchphrase, by the way.
Just to explain that, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/ChelseaandJim. And as part of one of the packages that we offer, you can listen to the podcast live. One of our Patreons, is called Mind Overdrive. So Chelsea sometimes references Mind Overdrive, but without context. So it sounds like just a quirky catchphrase that she has. Gazooks, Mind Overdrive.
I used to have something called Godzooks. What was it? Was it my Twitter handle that I had back in the day or like a YouTube channel?
It rings a bell.
I'd like to preface this episode by saying that the reason that I'm not going to go into specifics with sightings and experiences and all of that shit in the ancient ramen is because there's just fucking hundreds of them. And I didn't last time. I'm not going to this time. I'm just going to tell you what the inn is like and what it's haunted by and the history of the inn. Because, like, if you Google it, there's loads of old pictures and written accounts of unease and people being pushed, etc., like, all over the fucking internet. There's weird lights, there's, like, splashes of colour and weird shit, faces in shadows, whatever. There's a Ouija boards being done. All of the glorious, ghostly, paranormal shit you could want. So if you think that's interesting, do a Google. But it's, whilst often that's, like, the main crux of the story, right? It's like, ooh, here's a haunted path and someone was touched by somebody. I feel like here, the ancient ramen itself and all of the spirits are the interesting part. Because there's just so much, like, standard ghost shit going on otherwise.
Mm.
All right, thanks. Thanks for your
opinion. Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to continue. Yeah, no, I'm totally for that. Bit of history, you know I love that, Chels.
Yeah. Of course. We all love a bit of history, because where would we be without it? At the start is where we'd be.
Yeah, exactly. And I love an inn as well. I've always loved an inn.
Love an inn. Love a ram.
Love a ram, yeah. You don't see them very often. So, in fact, I don't know if I've ever seen a ram in real life.
I've seen like a taxidermied ram head.
Yeah, have you ever seen one alive though?
I don't know, Jim. I wouldn't know. To be honest, if I saw a field of sheep, I'm not going to do this again.
We can't.
We can't. We got a whole episode without mentioning it. And I'm not going to mention that famous Disney film this time, and neither are you. I will say, though, that one of the key ghostly cool things I've heard from the ancient ramen is an EVP recording of the words, "I'll kill her," which is a bit of a fan fave. So, like, there's just one example of many of the sort of shit you're going to get from the ram.
So that was a recording in the inn. They play it back and you've got a little cheeky "I'll kill you" on it.
Yeah, just a little smattering of "I'll kill you."
Why are ghosts so fucking aggy all of the time? Chill out, guys. You'd never get a ghost on a recording just saying, "Hey, I'd really like to get to know you," or "This is cool, I'm dead and I'm talking to you."
Well, can you put Fight Club on? It was one of my favourite movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's our prejudice, Jim. And I think, you know how, like, that whole, like, Yanni, whatever the other thing was? Maybe it's like that.
Yeah.
Maybe "I'll kill her" sounds like, "Do you want gum?" Do you know?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, so maybe we're just mishearing it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not "I'll kill her." Maybe it's "I'll love her."
"Ay caramba!" Maybe it was a fan of The Simpsons. No
one knows. It was "Ay caramba." Mind overdrive.
Anyway, welcome back to the ancient ramen, folks. Home to the oldest wooden window frame in Britain. And ghosts.
Love that.
Yeah.
The wet window frame bit.
Yeah, of course. When I put that in there, I was like, Jim, well, that's a Jim fact.
Oh, one. We have to go, Chels. What do you think it smells like in there?
Dust, mold, damp, figs. When we left last episode, John, who, if you were to imagine him, looks a lot like Jimmy Savile crossed with cotton wool, had just finished his knocking ritual, allowing us to enter the bishop's room inside England's most haunted house. We stand, huddled in the doorway, being side-eyed by an evil teddy bear. Somebody in the back addresses the bear. Oi, mate, what's your Snapchat? John turns, a wild light in his eyes. Shut the fuck up or get the fuck out, he snarls. A creak. I've added some artistic liability. What's it called? License to this. A creak scuttles around the room and a thud falls behind us. The house is alive with conspiring noises. We take a step forward. Nine entities share the bishop's room. John mumbles. Nine entities share the bishop's room. John mumbles. We had a failed exorcism here back in the day. Reverend John Yates said this was the most evil place that he ever had the misfortune to visit. What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, bishops aren't normally evil, are they? I thought bishops are like good, God-fearing men.
It's his room.
Oh, so he's not. So the ghost isn't necessarily of a bishop. So you've got nine different entities in there. Yeah. Do we know anything about the background? Have we got a name for them?
Oh.
Or are they just like general dicks?
Yeah. We've got some fat info. PH fat info on these entities. Biatch.
Yeah. Eight.
Last week, we discussed how the ancient Ram Inn was built on a pagan burial ground. But the plot thickens. It rarely thins. No one ever goes, the plot thinnens. Although it definitely did in part two of the Enfield Poltergeist.
Oh, the plot thinned right out there. Thinned out to an ether.
It is on a pagan burial ground, but it's also actually on top of the point where two ley lines cross.
Oh,
now,
God.
Ley lines come up quite a lot in the old paranormal activity. So for those who aren't in the know, ley lines are like imaginary lines that run around the world, like latitude and longitude, but upon which religious and spiritual structures, monuments, monoliths, like tombs and all of that shit are built. And apparently, because of that, paranormal activity is higher along these lines. And
is that why they built the pagan burial site there? Is that because of the ley lines, or is that just a happy coincidence?
Tell if you're reverse engineering it or not. Like, so they would draw a line between these things and it would just happen that a lot of things were built there. Do you know what I mean? So maybe they connected it through the pagan burial ground on purpose. Who knows? But it could be.
I don't know how they'd be working out ley lines in pagan times.
Oh, exactly. So it's probably
with
the other
a big
way
bit of string.
Well, that's how we got longitude and latitude, right, Jim? If you go to the equator, it's just a fat rope.
Just a big bit of string that goes round.
The ancient Ram Inn is on two. Two, well, two cross. That's double the trouble. Boil and bubble. Hubble. Telescope.
Toil and trouble.
Toil and trouble. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just another little smattering of, like, not just history, geography too. If you'd like to be the geography teacher at the museum, please send your application. So this leads us to what I think is perhaps the most interesting entity said to occupy the bishop's room. Something that I alluded to last episode in sort of a teaser trailer fashion. It's the succubus.
Yeah, the succubus. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a Pokemon.
I think we've all been excited to hear more about the succubus. It's our first succubus on the slab / the ghost museum.
This is the sex ghost.
The sex ghost indeed, Jim.
Yes.
You are in for a treat. Such a treat, in fact, that instead of like creating my own definition based on facts, I'm just going to read the definition as provided by the Bohemian blog.
Love that blog. It's a great blog.
The succubus, along with its male counterpart, the incubus, is sometimes described as a sex demon. Though such simplification is technically incorrect, as the origins of this supernatural entity are far removed from the biblical science of demonology. Rather, the succubi were first described in a Hebrew myth that placed them as the offspring of Adam's original wife, Lilith, preying on the...
What?
Yeah. What?
Adam was in Adam and Eve?
Yeah, did you not know about Lilith?
He had a first wife?
Yeah, so Lilith...
What the fuck? Why have I never heard that before?
In sort of just general, like, bullshit movies and books and shit. And I mean, I did this too. If people are very lazy and want some sort of symbolism, they'll just call someone Lilith.
I've never heard the name Lilith before.
Yeah.
Lilith?
Yeah. Lily.
Lily, sure. Lillian, yeah. Lil, even, but not Lilla.
Your problem isn't that she was like Adam's first wife. It was like literally the spelling. No,
I have. I'm getting to that, Chels. What happened there? Did it just not work out?
It fizzled out. They had different interests.
Oh, it happens, doesn't it? Was it just the two of them?
Yeah, until Eve came
along. Must have been very intense.
Eve was Adam's forbidden fruit.
So what was Eve doing when Lilith was knocking about?
I don't know, flirting with that snake.
Fucking hell.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't got the detail. I wasn't there, Jim. I don't know if you know this about me, but so I wasn't there.
The way I understood it was just Adam and Eve. They're alone in the garden. Yeah. There's nothing else there apart from that snake and the apples. There's a Lilith. She's just like moping about,
yeah.
The scorned divorcee.
Lilith is like in the director's cut of the Bible.
Oh, right. I've not gone that deep into it.
Yeah, I mean, she's sort of like, she's bigger outside of it, I would say. She's just that sort of like femme fatale. Well, maybe she's not. Maybe Eve's the femme fatale. Who knows?
Did she remarry Lilith?
I don't know that much about Lilith. Jim, I don't know if I've confused you into believing that I'm like a Lilith expert. But she was there. And so apparently a succubus is one of the offspring of Adam and Lilith.
They had kids as well.
Well, succubi.
Wow.
Demons.
Oh.
Supposedly. And maybe like this is a little bit where the Jesus thing comes in. Who knows? But the succubi that were the offspring of Adam and Lilith would prey on the sexual energies of human and would later be linked to the sirens of other folklores. And in the 15th century, a volume called the Malleus Maleficarum posted a reproductive cycle whereby the succubi would steal seed from sleeping human men and subvert it, and then that same seed would be used by the incubi to impregnate human women, who would subsequently give birth to deformed supernatural children. And I'm not saying that Jesus is a deformed...
Oh my God.
...is deformed, but he was certainly in many ways supernatural as the son of God.
I think that's fair to say. So you're saying hang on a minute. Let's just unpack this a little bit. So the succubi are taking the jizz from sleeping men. They're doing some magic to it. They're popping it in someone else, into a woman. And then she's giving birth to supernatural. Who's an incubi?
That is a female. Oh, as a male succubi. So the succubi, the women, take the seed from the men, they give it to the incubi, who then fuck it into the women in whatever demon way they do fuck it in.
They're fucking it in. Okay, got you. Just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, it's sort of like, this would be like the best episode of Jeremy Kyle of all time.
Yeah, try doing a lie detector test on that.
It's like, he fucked him, she fucked her, somehow...
I didn't, she fucked it through
me. Was still on his dick,
yeah.
He got him... Do you think that's ever happened? No, okay, it hasn't. I don't need to say it out loud, because it definitely hasn't.
You've already said enough, Chels. We know where you're going with it.
Yeah, it doesn't live long, does it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, apparently you can't get pregnant off a toilet seat.
I thought you couldn't get, like, chlamydia off a toilet seat. Or can you?
I don't know.
Well, you couldn't get pregnant off a toilet seat. I know that much.
I think sperm lives for a little bit, you know. I don't think it instantly dies. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to give a sperm sample, would you?
But if a man fucked a lady and then she fucked another man and then that man fucked another woman, could the original man's sperm get on that other man's dick and into that third woman?
Maybe. Maybe if it was like an orgy situation... Yeah,
that's
why different. Not?
That's accidentally flopping in there. I want it to be...
You want there to some time to have elapsed?
Yeah. It can be like in a chain, but not at once.
I don't know. I can't recall an occasion where that's happened. But anything's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I tell you what. I am thinking of a great illustration for our first T-shirt.
So how does a succubi... How does it manifest as a ghost then?
Well, it's just a demon. It didn't say that it's nine ghosts. It's nine entities in the bishop's room. During the Middle Ages, incubi and succubi were often blamed as the cause of erotic dreams. Some even welcomed them, and that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And on his deathbed, Pope Sylvester II, best friends with Tweety, will confess to having had relations with a succubus that had used her influence in helping him achieve rank and power within the church. A more contemporary explanation offers the succubus myth as a primitive system for making sense of the distressing phenomena of sleep paralysis. Mm. Nevertheless...
Well, like a sexy sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
That sounds all right, actually.
Well, If you had to have one of the sleep paralysis, it would be, I'd rather have the sex one.
Definitely. I think sex dreams are great. I'm just going to put that out there now.
I don't think I've had a sex dream in bloody donkey's years.
Oh, I don't get them often, but when I do, they're so vivid. I've had some really weird ones.
Go on.
Well, so you know... you know the YouTuber Charlie Is So Cool, like...
Don't go on. Go off.
I've said too much. Carry on.
No, go on. You know, if we cut off here, we'd just be like, everyone wait.
You want to know secretly. Don't give me that chance.
I think you've told me.
I have told you.
I don't want to know.
I have told you. I was telling everyone when it happened. I think I even told Charlie. So we used to live in this building. We didn't live together. We had separate flats, but we lived in the same building. And there was a swimming pool and a jacuzzi in there. And I had a dream, and it was so vivid. I had a dream that we were in the jacuzzi, and it was just the two of us, and our knees brushed together, and then one thing led to another, and we wanked each other off in the jacuzzi.
Who knew that the Ghost Museum's episode on the ancient ramen would turn into Charlie It's So Cool Like in Jimmy 0010 fan fiction? Good to know. And I feel like Charlie is the type of guy that wouldn't react well. Not like he would care, but he just wouldn't know how to deal with that information.
Yeah. I don't think I did tell him, actually. I think that would... He's so pure. I don't want to corrupt him.
Yeah, I feel like if I speak through him, I'm like, I'm ruining you.
Yeah. You would ruin him, Chels.
Oh, I'd ruin him right now.
If you talk of succubus,
I just like still see him as like 15, even though he's like 37 now.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it? He's ageless.
So, nevertheless, here in a house somewhere in rural Gloucestershire, succubus appeared once again, and has been accused of routinely raping 86-year-old man, the irresistible John Jimmy Savile Humphreys. John sort of like taps one of the beds in the bishop room fondly and says, I've been attacked 4 times right here.
What does he say happens when he's attacked?
He's raped.
Oh God.
It's just a full on, someone's doing a little rape of John there.
Well, don't go in the bishop's room. I mean,
well, I think John is going in the bishop's room, and he's going in there for one reason only.
Do you think he's going in there like, oh, I hope I don't get bummed by the bishop tonight? Really? Oh, really? That would be so... As he unbuttons his jeans. Oh,
I've accidentally flopped my pants down.
Oh, this would be awful if that happened again.
I'm asleep. Oh, couldn't wake me. Someone in the tour group from the Ghost Museum sort of side-eyes John Pants at this point, looking only in morbid curiosity, of course, for like the last erection you ever want to see. Like, is he hard now? And it's covered just by a little flop of flannel. Other ghosts that are said to haunt the bishop's room are my favourite, by the way, a Roman centurion.
Love that.
That's
what's
cool.
He doing there? Monk. How's he ended up on the pagan burial site?
I don't know. I mean, it's like it was made over 1,000 years ago, and I feel like that coincides somewhat with like people that were Roman. I mean, there's Romans now. Rome still exists. If you live in Rome, you're a Roman.
That is very true.
Or a Rome woman.
And some of them probably do wear the outfits.
So, monk, Roman centurion, succubus, the bishop's room. Ultimately, I think would make it just a great ensemble cast for a sitcom.
Yeah.
Sort of like, it'd be like Night at the Museum. It's Night at the Ghost Museum. Text Ben Stiller. We're bringing the franchise back. You've heard of the MCU. This is the, what, MGU.
MGU, yeah.
Yeah.
MGU, it's happening, baby. Get that on a t-shirt. In my head, the Bishop's Room is a fancy dress party.
Yeah, so it should be. Sort of like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it is. It's exactly that.
You know, they all look incredible. Nobody's there just wearing like a normal outfit.
The bishop's room is the Eyes Wide Shut, a shanty Eyes Wide Shut, shall we conclude with.
Love that.
We've described that perfectly. Next up, the witch's room.
Yay.
The rooms aren't very sort of creatively labelled. It's just a thing than a room is how they've titled these.
It's nice. It's like each room's got its own theme. Like if you stay in a theme park hotel, you can have like, ooh, the chocolate room, or you can have like the undersea room. I'd definitely take the witch's room.
Are you referring to our time in Alton Towers when we were blueballed from one of the best rooms, the Moon Explorer room?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to open up old wounds, Chels.
That's true.
I shouldn't have mentioned it.
I can forget, but I can never forgive.
It's not my fault.
How can I forget? Not you, the Alton Towers establishment.
I know, but I know that there's always an undercurrent of resentment there, Chels, because it was me who changed the date.
Oh, that is true. I forgot about that. Yeah. I can forget, but I can't forgive. Everyone, get together again, please. We're now going to navigate to the witch's room, perhaps with a breath of relief. I feel like there was a sense of unease around John in the bishop's room, where he has most of his sexual encounters.
Have we left John in the bishop's room?
He's following us. Fine. He's sort of wheezing behind us, but I'm going to take the charge.
All right.
So we'll twist now into the witch's room, where we're met with a low ceiling with a spine of dark wooden beams and walls made out of old stone. And I'm talking like really old stone, before brick. It's like crazy paving walls, sort of like what you might see around a farm. Like in the olden days, the fields, little farmer's walls.
Oh yeah, dry stone wall. Like Hadrian's Wall type vibe.
I've not seen that.
It's just stones piled up. I don't even think they stick them together.
Oh, it's that, but they're stuck together.
Okay.
According to Ghostworld, another blog,
great
a witch was allegedly burned in this room during the 6th century.
What?
And I don't know.
Don't do that inside.
That's what I thought. I don't know how normal it is. I mean, witch burning is normal. But did they burn them inside?
I've never heard of an indoor witch burning. That's like having a barbecue
I've
inside.
I've never burned a witch inside.
Well, it's going to be all smoky, isn't it? Unless they've got some sort of primitive extractor fan that they can turn on.
That's going to go right in along.
Oh, you'll get fumes everywhere. It'll stink. I've burnt hair before. It smells horrible. Hair with a body attached to it, it's not going to smell great.
Well, it could just smell like bacon.
I don't... Actually, maybe it would, because people do say that human flesh is very similar to pig flesh.
Although I feel like witches are like the tofu of humans. So they would probably smell just a bit like mushrooms or something.
Suitable for vegans. Yeah, I also, just from a health and safety perspective, don't be starting big fires inside.
Yeah, I just don't know about the logistics of this. I think it's bullshit. I think what it was is that she was just like a friend of the inn. Like she would stay at the inn and then one day she was caught and burned. And then over time, just like our lives from our past, they've decided that it was in the inn.
Also, Chels, have they specified that she's burned to death? Because she could have just caught her arm on a candle. Like that's still a witch being burned. She's not,
yeah, maybe
just
she
not
was
being
straightening
burned.
Her hair.
Yeah. Could just be a little blister she got.
That's my fault. I assumed that the burning caused the death. But maybe old age causes a death and she, you're right, just got a blister.
Because again, like you can twist that over time just to make it sound loads better.
Yeah, I've been burned in this room.
Yeah, I've been burned many times in this very kitchen where I sit now.
And you don't haunt that kitchen, not yet.
Not yet, but I will. And people will talk of Jimmy who was burned in this room.
Jim, don't haunt that kitchen because I'm not going to haunt that kitchen. I like to think that we'd haunt together.
Okay, we'll haunt together.
Yeah.
I don't want to haunt this kitchen anyway.
Should we do the manor or Alton Towers? We can move in with the manor ghosts.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice. We'll make loads of friends there.
So I don't know. I don't know if she was burned in the room or out of the room. They say in the room, but I could just be ruining history with my thoughts again. Like, just don't question it. It was in the room. It's a small room though, and there's wood there.
Maybe they opened a window.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably it solved that problem.
Yeah, just get a nice little through draft going.
Like a car fart.
Yeah.
Also, this room, the witch's room, again, this is a cartoonish image because it's meant to also be haunted by a ghost cat, which is too convenient for a witch room. Like, they're like a famous fictional double act.
Yeah. What is the witch and cat thing? Is that just because cats are a bit weird?
They're black. I don't know if they were like the witch, because in Harry Potter, the witch turns into a cat if she wants.
Yeah. Maybe, I feel like just throughout history, cats have always had some sort of mythical status. The ancient Egyptians bloody loved a cat. That's what a sphinx is.
Yeah, yeah. I don't half know, cat, I feel like man. Cats have a close relationship with, like, another world or something. Maybe they pass on, like, tips and tricks to the witches.
Yeah, they always look like they've seen stuff, cats. Have you seen that thing on Reddit? It's a video of a cat that has got, like, a human face.
Absolutely not, and I don't want to.
It's really weird.
What do you mean?
So, at first you look at it and you're like, oh, that's just a normal cat. But the way it moves its eyes, and its eyes just look like human eyes. The iris is smaller than it normally is in a cat, and they're more circle rather than the eyeball is more circular. So it just looks like more like a human face. Can I send you the link? I want you to see it. I want your reaction to this.
You can, but I do absolutely hate it already. It's making my skin feel itchy, and it's not just my sunburn. I don't like.
Okay.
I don't want a face on anything, but I'll look at that. I'll look at that right now. Have you sent it?
I'm just sending it now, Chell. It's because it's not like... I'm going to put it in the Patreon chat so everyone can have a look. I'll put it all in right. Electronic text phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because it's not like overtly human. It's just weird.
I hate it. What's he doing? Oh, I hate it. He is. He's a witch's cat if ever I saw one. I want him.
That's a human trapped in a cat, isn't it?
That is a human in a cat. What's his ears doing? Why is he so, like, ancient? He looks like he has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah. Yes, a very wise cat.
He's thinking.
He'd show you something. Like, he'd take you on a trip to an enchanted forest and show you a magic tree stump full of gold.
Is it? I think it's only at the beginning when he looks like a human. Because when he opens his eyes properly, he's got cat eyes.
It's because it's the eyes are looking around. I was reading in the comments and someone was like, yeah, cats don't normally really move their eyes like that. They move their whole head.
Well, he gets a bit... I do like him, though. What sort of cat is this? How do I get this?
How much for the cat?
So, yeah. Let's go to the attic. We'll link that cat. It looks worse than the thumbnail. We'll find a link dump for the cat. I don't know if we can do it on Audio Boom or yeah, whatever, we'll do that.
We'll do that, guys. Don't worry about that.
Everybody single file. The stairs aren't safe. We're going to the attic. We've arrived. There's a chill in the air. It's not summer. It's the winter, guys. I hope you've got your gloves on. Maybe mittens. I don't know. Hard to type.
I've got a scarf on. I look cute.
You always look cute, Jim.
No, thanks, Chels. I look especially cute in winter wear, though.
Yeah, I'm better in the winter. Mm. Should always be covered up. The attic.
You'd do great in like one of those Arab countries.
Well, no, it's too hot though, and I hate it when men like to think that they can just do what they want.
Oh yeah.
Which is a small problem. The attic. It's sort of like a traditional upside down V-shaped attic or triangle. Triangle to some, sure. But. Attic, you're imagining an attic right now, I'm sure. It's like, it would be, but the room itself would be creepy anywhere. Attics are inherently creepy.
Yeah.
No one's walking in and going, lovely, I'll bring my nan here with some strawberries. It's an attic. Sort of like the attic, like an old version, an old creepy, crunkly, crimply, crumpled version of the attic from Hereditary.
Oh yeah, that's a good attic. That's a classic attic.
Well,
I think
attic.
The thing with attics is there's no natural light in there, so they're dark and dingy and dusty and dirty, but also not an easy way to escape. What? You can't escape easily from an attic.
No.
Especially if it's one where you have to go through a little trap door to get into it.
The attic is reportedly haunted by William Crewe, a highwayman who would hide out in the inn and use underground tunnels that connected the inn to the church to escape or sneak in to the inn to avoid paying the price for his crimes. Now, I feel like I probably should have mentioned this before. There's tunnels that go into the inn.
Okay.
By the way, sort of like the Underground Railroad, but just for like sneak to the church. So the highwayman would use it to get in and out, escape the law. They loved a tunnel in the olden days.
So the inn was in on the crimes then?
I don't know, but they're fine with him. Like, an inn, I feel like, is like... what they call, like, the waters that don't have any territory in? International waters.
Yeah.
That's the inn. they're ambivalent. As long as you're buying their mead and giving them money, they turn a blind eye.
Well, I mean, it gives you a new stream of customers, doesn't it, if you've got that underground tunnel?
Also, you don't have to turn an eye if it's blind. If it's a blind eye, keep it looking at whatever you want. You can't see it.
That's very true. Turn a functioning eye. It should be, if you've got a blind eye, it's weird to say a blind eye, you just say blind. If you're blind, look where you want.
Yeah, look at anything. I'll show you my tits.
You won't see them, but they're out.
And that's a blessing. William received many floggings over the years for his being a naughty boy.
John would love that.
He fucking would. But he was eventually executed by hanging in the attic after robbing an old woman.
Oh, fuck.
So
they why have they done it in the attic?
Again, I don't know. It makes more sense to hang some. I feel like an attic is a common hanging room.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it in an attic.
It's got a lot of beams. Mm-hmm. And it makes more sense than the witch.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
And apparently his ghost is kept company in the attic by the spirit of an innkeeper's daughter who was also hanged there. So I feel like that's just where they did that.
And is this backed up with historical fact? Because I know that there were certain places in the community where they would do hangings in like, you know, the olden days.
Yeah, like there's places to do that. But I mean, like, so a lot of the village, it's called like Wharton on Edge or something, where the ancient Ram Inn was burned down.
Okay.
Or it was bombed. Something happened to it. It was in the middle of like some sort of war years and years and years ago. And the ancient Ram Inn was the only thing that survived. And all of the people that sort of like rebuilt stayed in the inn as during this time. So it was sort of like the heart and center of this village and town for a lot of times, whether it was sort of, it was international waters, it was also the judge and jury.
Yeah.
It saw every type of character over the last 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me that there'd be a couple of hangings.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
I mean, I don't know, maybe it was a suicide with the daughter, I don't know. I think it wasn't, though. I think she was hung. She was hung.
She was well hung. Also, it's hanged, not hung, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hanged, which I hate.
And I hate it when people correct you on it as well. Like, actually, it's hanged. I know it doesn't... It's like, yeah, I know.
Tret. It feels like it should be, I tret myself. It's not. It's treated. That bothers me.
I'd love it if you said tret. Tret myself to some nuggets.
And I say it to my mum says it too. And I think that's where I get it from, is Norfolk.
Do you say tooth instead of tooth?
No, I say tooth.
That's a real Birmingham thing. Tooth. And I used to say it, but people always pulled me up on it, so I don't say it anymore.
But, I mean, how often are you talking about your teeth as a singular?
Toothache.
Yeah.
I've got something on my tooth.
I mean, I know when you would.
I'm just giving you a few examples.
Let's grab a bloody hot chocolate and read some TripAdvisor reviews, shall we? So we're just going to pop to the pub down the road and read some TripAdvisor reviews about the ancient Ram Inn real quick.
Love it.
Instead of emails, we're doing TripAdvisor in a new segment called TripAdvisor.
Oh, if anyone wants to leave a TripAdvisor of the Ghost Museum, that'd be good as well. We could read those out.
I just feel like I just made the noise that Trisha Paytas makes when she sees food. Love Trisha Paytas. Love Trisha Paytas, by the way. That's no shade. Disappointed. Oh, 954 Disappointed is the name of this reviewer.
Oh, no.
954 Disappointed says, visited the Ram Inn yesterday and what a letdown.
Oh.
Don't waste your time or money. It's not worth the effort. After travelling for 4 hours in exceptionally bad driving conditions. That's irrelevant. Don't blame that on the inn. We were shown around the house by John. There is nothing overtly scary about the place. There were 8 of us, including a psychic, and not one of us got the feeling that the place was haunted. It felt calm and motionless. The ghosts and stories, which John reiterated several times, were just a bit too fanciful to be believable. I mean, where else would you find an incubus, succubus, black cat, and a witch, and sex demons? Now, 3 of those are the same fucking thing. Disappointed.
Yeah, get your facts straight.
Do a little bit of research. Ignorant.
Also, what were you expecting from John? Like, the whole fun of it is that it's out, that it's over the top, and it's like ridiculous, isn't it?
And would you have driven for 4 hours in inclement weather if it was just to see a singular orb? You must have already heard the stories to fucking go there, and then don't go, oh, they're a bit fanciful. That's how you, if Alwyn Towers was like, oh, it's just a big slide, I'm not going to Alwyn Towers. But so they say, it's the best theme park in the world, we've got some great rides, it's the first of... That's what John's doing.
Exactly. You want it to be fanciful.
He did his old routine of hammering on the bishop's room with his staff. Yawn. I've read about that so many times. Well, then why did you go to see it?
What did he expect from John?
Some choreography? I went to Niagara Falls, and it was just the waterfalls. I've seen pictures of them so many times. I'm too disappointed. We arranged to return to the property after going to get a bite to eat and left John with £160. When we returned, John pretended not to recognise us. Don't for a minute believe his daft old man routine. This is an accomplished con man, and in no way is he losing his marbles. The ramen is seriously neglected and actually dangerous to view. It's rotting, damp, foul-smelling, and the Mayflower barn... And the Mayflower barn had a half foot of stagnant water in it.
Yeah. The only thing that made it's a fucking ancient inn. It's not Westfield.
Where's the mints on my pillow? The only thing that that's a new character. The only thing that made us laugh was John's signs around the place saying that fat ladies were banned from one of the staircases. John does appear to like fat American women. And he laughed about how he has not spent a penny on advertising and the internet has done it all for him. The feelings of the group were that the place was not haunted and we did not warm towards John.
Well, yeah, I mean, we guess we realise that. But the thing is, I quite like that John's managed to con them out of 160 quid. Like, I respect for that. I think that's quite funny. Don't hate the sign.
I think that this is six of one, half dozen of the other, honestly. Partly John's fault because he's a con man. But it's also partly fucking 954 Disappointer's fault for going to a place and then complaining about all the things that he'd heard about it when he got there.
Yeah. He's complaining at a place for being accurately described.
Exactly. I fucking thumbs down that review on TripAdvisor, guys.
Yeah.
And to conclude the podcast, I've got a second review, which is slightly more positive, to give it just an even balance. Crystal G92 says, I am disgusted with what people are saying about John. He is a dear old man who loves his home. The ghost hunt tours are only as good as the people doing them.
Mm-hmm.
He's very forgetful, as he is 90 or more years of age and suffers from dementia. He had a group of youths in his hope. Okay, so there are typos in this, and I don't want to be blamed for them. He had a group of youths in his home saying that they had booked and paid, etc. Although the group I was with had the booking and paid the deposits. We had an activity pack night. Great responses in the honeymoon / witch's room, as John calls it, on the Ouija board. Myself personally had a spirit so close to me I was shaking uncontrollably and burst out into tears. The feeling was unreal. We had amazing results from the table tipping and several other experiments. Wow. Faces were seen in the fireplace. So I resent the comments that people are making with regards to John. Everyone's got to make a living, and you must always have the mindset that you may not experience anything. Go in thinking you will, and you'll be disappointed. Good old Crystal.
I like that. I'm on board with that. You go into a haunted inn that's owned by an eccentric old man. You got to be prepared for it to be, you know, a little bit of a weird experience. We need to go, Chels.
We'll go and we'll leave a bloody TripAdvisor review, Jim.
That's the only thing for it. We need to go and experience it for ourselves.
So we will. And we're definitely going to. That's 100% going to be in the diary at some point, I think. Providing we can go. Because I don't know if John's still alive. I think he is. We'll try and go. If not, we'll go elsewhere. And do a similar evaluation. Fair one. But just to round off the episode, we've just had an email in.
Go on.
Ghost Museum application. It's from Kate.
Love it.
Kate would like to work in the Ghost Museum gift shop, and she's got 6 years of retail experience.
Okay.
So there's more to the email, and I think we'll read that out on the email episode.
It's a strong opener, Kate. I'll be honest. It's a real strong opener. 6 years of experience. That's the kind of level of experience that we're looking for.
I'm going to say right here, right fucking now, you're in for a trial.
Yeah,
we'll give
absolutely.
You a week's trial as... Mm-hmm. You're just working again. You're the first employee. Just keep it going, and then after that week, we'll sort of decide what the best title is for you.
Look, it is just a trial. We're not going to be printing up a name badge for you straight away. We'll see how you get on.
You hate wasted name badges, don't you?
I hate wasted name badges, Chelsea. You know that. That's one of my pet peeves.
You're still regretful of that brass one we got for our resident veterinarian, also called yeah. Kate. Oh no!
Is it the same Kate?
It's a different Kate, I believe. but we are going to be inundated potentially with Kates.
You don't have to be called Kate to work in the Ghost Museum. I don't know how this rumour got out.
But it won't but hurt. Because then we can double up on the gift, on the name tags. It will keep Jin happy.
Oh, right. JimandChels@gmail.com. That is our email. Keep your job applications for work in the Ghost Museum coming in.
See you soon, Kate.
Any other little things you want to talk to us about? We're not fussy. Email us about anything.
So thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you next time, guys. Thanks for listening.